this love? Formed in the heart of the sun, raised from the dust of our days, learned from the error of our ways. She pleases, 'cause she's happy on her own, and she picks up all the pieces. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Tell Roby your name, provide words to her, setting your body aflame. Ooh, you off the chain, I'm handling your terrain, your valley has
me standing down to the follicle. About half of this bottle full of reasons for us to ball. Palming violations and travel vacations, ma. Lace on your fancy bra. Go take them vestments off. Skin in my lips involve them licking a place that's on. Jedi.
Is this enough? Is this enough love that I get?
Issue if I make you nut, but there's no quality time, cause I forever grind. This is not an excuse, I just wanna get loose. That's old nigga jargon. Girl, you're making me harden to a stone or granite statue. I'm prone to get at you. It's hard to break your defense. I guess I have to leap fence and scale wall and break fall on a tree right by your window. Reward me for my efforts by rolling this endo. As I nibble your neck naughtily, sex is a big part of me. Agencies want to audit me, searching, snooping for sodomy. My thrust bust artery. I know you're onto me. Just wanna have shenanigans. No one to make you mad again. So focus on the flattery you feel when I fling it. Acknowledge that I got it and you love it when I bring it. Dirty talk loudly, saying fuck this shit. At the queen's request, if it's gotta be, it's gotta be.
Is this enough?
CKUT 90.3 FM on the FM dial. It's currently 4:15 in the morning, and you're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here for a pretty special show. My name is Zach. I host the show from time to time, sometimes every week, sometimes every 2 weeks. And I'm here with a friend of mine who's my friend.
Hey, it's Chris. I've been here a bit. I'm not physically in Montreal, but Zoom is a mediator.
Zoom is a mediator. And where are you in the world right now for those who haven't listened to you before?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, the windy city of Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, it's pretty windy over there, I've heard.
Yeah, let's not beat a dead horse, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We can't beat a dead horse on the radio. That would be cruel too.
I miss Montreal, though.
Of course. I'm sure many people do. There's many things that people miss given this crazy year. But yeah, this is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Usually the circumstances aren't like this over Zoom. Usually we're in the CKUT studios. I tend to say this every week when we're on the show, but if you've never listened to it before, gotta remind you all, also those who do listen. And yeah, usually we're like 3-4 people. Today we're down to 2 just because of the constraints of Zoom. One of our hosts is in Hawaii right now, the other one is just somewhere in Montreal doing his thing. Today
the
it's
Hawaii
just...
thing sounds like such a lie.
No, but it's not. Our friend Liam is in Hawaii right now. Enjoying himself, I guess. I hope. And yeah, we're here for some good old-fashioned late night, raw, uncut radio. Although it's not like the same it used to be in the CKUT studios, which are beautiful. Very nice equipment, very nice sounds in that building, very nice vibes. We're still going through with these pre-recorded shows just because It's great to be on the air and to work for this wonderful station. Speaking of which, I'll bring this up probably every time we get on the mic during the show, but I'll bring it up right now since it's the start of the show. But it's actually currently CKUT's annual funding drive. Chris, do you know what the CKUT annual funding drive is?
I know a little bit, but tell me more.
Well, you're in for a treat then. CKUT's annual funding drive last year's was actually canceled due to the COVID pandemic that arose at this exact time a year ago, and we didn't really know how to deal with it then. But the CKUT funding drive is actually the main source of revenue for CKUT, the main source of funding for this lovely station that we have been given the chance to be on the air with. Don't you find it's important to fund this wonderful station?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a force for the common good. It's a cultural enrichment. People speaking their minds and sharing news and good vibes through music.
I agree with you 100%. And the thing with CQT also is we receive no corporate funding. It's all funded by you, our listeners, those of you listening, like my friend Yabuno right now. I know you're listening, and I know you love CKUT. If you're listening at this strange hour in the night, you must love this station, or you're just tuned into some random FM station. But now you're stuck with us. The theme of our funding drive this year is, I think it's called, hold on, let me check. I'm very not prepared for this, actually, but that's all right. It's sowing the seeds of grassroots change. Chris, what does sowing the seeds of grassroots change mean for you?
Well, first of all, I love the graphic, like the poster for this drive. It's like it looks like a turtle or a frog, like throwing some seeds. And then like you got like a close up of some ants with like helmets and goggles. It's pretty dope. It's like, kind of like badass.
It is pretty badass. And like, yeah, this was supposed to be the theme last year, honestly. But I think it actually fits pretty well this year with the pandemic and CKUT and our show even. I think our show even could be seen as a beacon of grassroots change, just trying to uplift people and change the spirits of everyone in this hard time. You know, we got that email from one of our listeners. Maybe she's listening right now. Early on in the show, we had a show, I think it was in May, before you left Montreal. And we were just telling our listeners that we're here for them, despite the pandemic. It's only good vibes. And we're just here for a good time. And surprisingly enough, we had a listener who emailed the CKUT email to say that we did make a profound difference in their life and that they felt great listening to us at night, and it really helped alleviate the mood. So I think CKUT as a whole, that's what the main goal has been for the years, to just help the community get through this tough year. So that being said, if CKUT has helped you get through this tough year, I think you should help CKUT get through this tough year as well. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
That's my corny pitch for all you listeners out there.
Well, my idea is like the radio of all things is basically free, you know, like you're not paying for each of these things. Like some of them you're paying for like advertisements on.
Definitely. CKT is, I find, the most raw original radio that we have in Montreal, maybe even Canada, maybe even in the world. Who the heck knows? But for me, at least this station, I've been listening to it for years, you know, even before I became a McGill student, before like I went past my undergrad. I've been listening to CKUT for quite a long time, and I always found it to be such an interesting station to listen to, especially in these late hours of the night with, I don't know, our show, for example, or there's a hip-hop show. I think it's called Off the Hour. Let me check really quick. I honestly forget the name of the show. But we also just have so many, a diversity of shows on this station, you know, and CKUT ensures that so many marginalized voices in the Montreal community are heard. So I find it such an important station, and thus that's why we're talking about this. It's just because this is CKUT's lifeline. This is CKUT's blood. So I'm going to cut it shorter now because I feel like I've just been pleading. But yeah, it's our funding drive. So if you'd like to donate to CKUT and help keep it alive, I really recommend. And if it incentivizes you any further, we even have prizes to offer. Grand prize, raffles. There's even gifts that you could receive through your donation. So I do recommend donating to CKUT. You could get some pretty cool merch, entries into the raffles, as I said, and you'd be helping such a great community station.
Wait, what did you say about the tote?
Oh, there's a dope tote bag. I definitely recommend checking it out. You can see it on our website at ckut.ca, and if you donate, I believe it's $90.3 to CKUT,
no, a one-time donation,
you get a CKUT t-shirt, Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change logo. It's a pretty dope logo, as Chris said. You get the tote bag with that logo. You get a toque, I believe, and you get a zine. Let me see. I honestly forget.
I love that it's 90.3.
It is.
I love that, like, that's why I said no way. Not no way that I'm down for it.
Let me double check real quick. Hold on.
You really sold me on this tote bag earlier.
Yo, it's such a nice... Okay, with a $90.3 donation, you get one shirt, one tote, and one entry for the grand prize draw. What more can you ask for? Oh, shit. Wait, you could ask for more. An $120 donation or a $10 monthly or more donation, you get one shirt, one tote bag, one toque, and two entries for the grand prize. What a deal. So yeah, I definitely recommend to donate. I'll stop talking about this. I'll talk about it a bit more later and just talk about the importance of CKUT.
Wait, but shouldn't we give people, like, if they don't have like the web immediately available to them?
Yeah, that's what I'm about, like, to. That's actually what I'm about to give to our listeners right now.
My phone's dead.
No, the phone's not dead. There's people working in the station right now. Who will take donations, I believe.
Could I, like, mail a check?
Yeah, you can mail a check. Definitely.
What's the address?
You can mail a check to CKUT at 3647 Rue University, or you can call 514-448-4013 to donate over the phone. If no one answers that phone, that's all good. We got a website, ckut.ca. All means necessary are taken care of. So like I said, the phone numbers are 514-448-4013, or the address to mail a check if you're old-fashioned and love checks is 3647 Rue University. What do you think about that, Chris?
Lovely. I'm glad that we made it accessible, because the, you know, that URL is succinct, but some people, you know, they're not on the web.
Exactly. Not everyone's on the web. Well, anyways, this is a music show. We should get a little bit back into the music, but we'll be back for some more talking. Kind of want to talk about what this past year has been like for us pre-recording the show, how much we miss the station, and just talk about the importance of the station and really reflect on our year of producing radio with CKUT since we started this show last January. So it's been a bit over a year, but this is our nice little celebration episode, so I guess we're going to play a bunch of songs we've already played and just have a great time. That's all I really got to say. Sweet. That's all Chris has to say, too, because he's just giving me a thumbs up. So anyways, it's 4:27 in the morning. It's CKUT 90.3 FM, our special funding drive show for William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Stay tuned in for a good time.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the
Madman drummers, bombers, Indians in the summer with the teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps at the adolescent bumps his way into his head. With a bowler on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I tripped the merry-go-round. With his very up-pleasing, sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Oh, she was blinded by the lights, wrapped up like a deuce under the runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce under the runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce under the runner in the night. Mister, told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on sun into something strong. Play the song with the foggy break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed. Down, but she never got tired. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Is gonna make it through the night. Dave is on the road again, wearing different clothes again. Dave is turning handouts down to keep his pockets clean. All his goods are sold again, his worth is good as gold again. Says if you see Jean now, ask her please. We'll be right back.
the light. David won't be home tonight. You can't wait till the dawn rolls in. You won't see your David again.
Thank you. It's time for me to be a man.
CKUT 90.3 FM. We're back on the microphone for some more William Shatner's Whisketeers here at 4:54 in the morning. It's been a nice 30-minute break from the last time we were on the microphone, so I feel like it's reasonable. How's it going, Chris? How are you doing right now?
Okay. You know. Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. I wouldn't agree with you on that one, that's for sure.
No.
It's definitely not the same.
That's false.
That's false. As it ever was. For those just tuning into our show, we tend to talk a lot on this show, play a lot of music too. But this week we have a specific theme, I guess, and that theme is CKUT. And it's important, you know, we don't really talk about the station too much being on it, so this show is dedicated to this wonderful station that we're on, and of course its funding drive that's happening right now. CKUT, what a wild ride it's been to be with this station. What do you think, Chris?
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
I saw the end of the I only saw the very end of being in the studio.
Yeah, we were only in that studio for, I guess, a nice
3 months. We caught it for a short bit.
We only recorded, actually, in the main CKUT building for 3 months, but we've been doing the show for over a year. So it's pretty crazy to think that most of this show has been done pre-recorded and not
Zoom
live in the studio, because those are my favorite memories of this show. And what I think about most when I think about this show is those times being in the studio and recording this live, I guess. It was just the best times in the best building. I guess I could tell the story of how we first got involved in CKUT. If our listeners are interested, I really hope you are, because I haven't really reminisced on this. I guess CKUT, as I said before, if you weren't listening, something I've always listened to growing up, even being a non-McGill student, given that the station isn't really a McGill station. Isn't that a pretty... I find that's a pretty funny thing, honestly, how it's like funded by McGill and it's considered the campus radio station, yet CKUT is more, I think, community, much more community-based radio than it is a campus radio station.
Yeah. When you look it up on Google Maps, though, it says campus.
It is a campus station because it's funded.
Because it's right there on campus, too.
Yeah, and it's in a McGill building. It's funded by McGill. But most of the shows, they're so diverse. And from the greater Montreal community, there's only a few dedicated to actual McGill news and McGill students, except for this show that we're on right now. That's actually how we got this show. So getting into how we got involved with CKUT, I guess, I was always interested since getting to McGill to get involved with CKUT, since I knew it beforehand. I like went to these training sessions in the first year, got like an orientation and everything, and then, or it was in second year, the start of second year, and then I left on exchange to Manchester, so I didn't get to finish. Got back from Manchester. It was the third year of university, I guess. Or was it the third year? I honestly don't remember. My memory is so off. Anyways, remembered that I really wanted to get involved with CKUT. Reached out to the homie Alex, who's in charge of the music department, when I saw a posting for hosts for William Shatner's Whisketeers. And yeah, that's what got us involved. I did my training in the main studio, which was super daunting at first. With all the equipment, it was super intimidating, but pretty easy to pick up. And right after that first training, he just threw us right into it at 4 a.m. Didn't really know what to do. We just showed up 4 a.m. for our first show sometime in March of 2020. Or January of 2020, sorry.
January.
And just winged it and had an amazing time. And there's no looking back, really. Ever since that one night that we first started the show, there was no looking back. It was just, okay, we need to keep doing this. This is something that we're meant to do. It just felt so natural to just speak into the void and not know who's listening, to play music for anyone who's tuned in at these fine hours. And I guess me, myself, being a night owl who stays up until like 6 a.m, it's for people like me, I guess, or anyone with similar sleeping habits or those waking up early. And yeah, it's just honestly, it's been a pretty incredible and magical experience to be a part of this show and to know that people are actually listening. You know, like one of my favorite memories from being on William Shatner's Whisketeers, it was like our fourth show or something. And we honestly thought no one listens to the show because it's from 4 to 6 a.m. So randomly we get on the mic, you know, we're talking into the air. And I'm just like, yo, if anyone's listening right now, call in. We give the phone number.
You're like
and,
reading off the wall.
I just kept reading it. I was like, please call this number. And if you call, first person to call right now, I'll buy you a jug of orange julep. And that was it. Like, we didn't really think anything of it. Get off the mic, throw on the music. As we're like listening to the music, I just see the phone starts flashing. And it was the strangest experience. I just look at it and I was like, yo, guys, the phone is flashing. And we were like, what?
We were all
I remember our reaction. We were off the walls, just like yelling, like screaming. So I was like, okay, I'll answer it. And we're still playing the music. I answer it. I'm like, hello? Bam, right there. Instant connection with my new best friend, Yabuno, who tunes into our show. He tells me every time we're on the air, he's like, yo, I tune into you guys every 2 weeks. I was like, okay, Yabuno, hold on, I'm going to get you on the air. So we turn the music off and I'm like, okay, we got someone. We got a caller talking to Ibuno. He's telling us how he loves our show, listens to it every 2 weeks. And then he tells us he's a reggae artist and then just starts singing his music for us live on the air. I think it was like 4:50 a.m, something strange like that. We just have this random reggae artist from Montreal, most beautiful vibes, talking to me about meditation, mindfulness, all these values that we talk about on the show quite regularly, just singing his beautiful reggae music and just telling us that he's a fan. And honestly, that moment made the show even better, I think, in my opinion, and just made us motivated to make such better radio and just keep moving forward with this and improving. What do you think, Chris? I'm sorry I've hogged so much of this mic space. I'm just very passionate about those early days on this show.
No, it's your story to tell. Like, you met Yabuno. I didn't, because I left Montreal like relatively like a long time ago now.
You were in Montreal when we met Yabuno.
Really?
Yeah. I think you were busy that night. But yeah, it was like a week or two later, me and Patrick went to go get Patrick's one of the regular hosts. He's only on this show when we do it in person. He doesn't like the whole Zoom thing. But yeah, we went to Orange Julep and we met up with our homie Yabuno on Saint Laurent at some bar. I forget which one, honestly. He was at like a reggae show of some sort or something like this, and we bring him the jug of orange julep, the nicest guy in like the world. We instantly vibe. We're talking about psychedelics. We're talking about all the weirdest shit together, just vibing off each other's energy. We go to classical beef tech, get some pitchers, just chill with the guy. And then that same night we had Whiskey Tears. So we go on the mic again and we're just talking about the experience. Yubuno calls in again that night to say like, oh, it was such a good night with you guys. And that was honestly one of my favorite episodes, was that night that we met Yubuno. I had my friend Ricky on the show, who has never been on the show except for that one time, and we just had a great time. My friend Jackson, who sometimes comes on the show, played some blues on his harmonica and guitar with his other friend from Chicago, and it was just like the most insane vibes. I really miss those days. Recording like this is like obviously fun, and it's super nice to do those the show like this, but that like connection that I have just with the studio and being there in that live moment with like no cutbacks, can't make any mistakes, anything goes, you know, anything is going live. It's just a feeling that's not really, you can't really explain it, but it's just incredible in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything you got to say, Chris, about your wonderful experiences with CKUT?
Yeah, I mean, obviously being in the studio is like the highlight to some extent, but also the episode that we recorded while moving.
True, that was a pre-recorded one. We recorded an episode in a moving truck.
We got really philosophical about truckers like out during COVID.
Yeah, we did.
How their lifestyle like has changed, but also stayed the same.
This is true.
That's happened.
Yeah, that was a fun one for sure. That was one of the more fun pre-recorded ones. That's for sure.
That was an interesting one because like we also like were listening to CKUT.
Yeah, we were. This is true. And we just recorded the audio part of our show, like the talking parts.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good one. But yeah, like anyone listening right now, I know you are Yubuno. I hope you appreciated that story. I hope you message me about it. Please do, because I probably will message you if you haven't. Also, shout out to your clothing line. I'll plug it real quick. Rustaline JRT. Check it out. It's the best clothing line in Montreal. Super good garments, super good quality. Top-notch designer, Yubuno himself. And yeah, as I was saying, it's pretty clear that CKT is pretty important to us. We've had amazing times with this station. We've met some amazing people, and we've just formed a community of sorts with our show. And really, I think, got it in a much more structured and nice formed way as we've moved along with it. So I just appreciate the station and everything we've done with it so much. So that being said, I think it's so important, this station, and I think you should too, given how important it is for the Montreal community and uplifting voices, giving us a voice, even though we're, you know, just like privileged white boys from different parts of North America. But CKT gives a voice to everyone, which is super awesome, to marginalized voices across Montreal. They do some great news reporting, some great talk shows, some great jazz shows, some Caribbean shows, every type of show, you name it, CKUT is there giving you that original radio content that you don't hear on corporate radio. So there's not much more you can ask for. But given like all this creativity and originality and non-corporate nature of CKUT, CKUT does not receive corporate funding. All of CKUT's funding honestly just comes from student fees from McGill students or this funding drive and donations that are taking place right now. If you didn't know and are just tuning in, it's currently CKUT's annual funding drive. So I really recommend donating to the station. It's such a great station. Even donating can get you entered in a grand prize draw to win some awesome prizes. You could get some gifts for donating, some awesome CKUT merch. If you donate $90.3, you get a hat, and a tote bag and an entry into the grand prize draw. If you donate $30, I think you get a shirt. You get a zine and an entry into the grand prize draw. If you donate $60, you get one shirt and an entry into the grand prize draw. So there's just such great things to get from donating to CTT. Not only do you get to help the station, but you get to get some merch from your favorite radio station on the planet. So I do recommend. Chris, do you know how to donate to the station?
No.
Well, let me tell you then, because it's pretty easy, honestly. You can either call us at 514-448-4013. I repeat, 514-448-4013. And if no one picks up the phones, because it's pretty early in the morning right now, you could go to our website at ckut.ca. I repeat, ckut.ca. to donate. There's a very easy to fill out online form. It shows you all the merch that you could get. You could choose your shirt. You could see the designs. It's a super sick design. Beautiful, beautiful design of this turtle, you know, spreading the seeds of grassroots change. Or you could mail a check to CKUT at 3647 Rue University. I repeat, mail a check to CKUT at 3647 Rue University. That's all I really got to say right now. We've been talking for quite a while, rambling about the greatness of the station, and I still have so much more to say, so I kind of want to save it for later parts of our show.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Chris, what are we about to listen to?
It's a classic called Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, it's a great song. We've played it on this show pretty often. It's one of my favorite memories also from the show. I'll be quick, brief, even though I've said a lot of favorite memories. Was listening to this song at full blast in the studio at like 5 in the morning, because it's just such a amazing song to listen to on really high quality studio monitors. So anyways, here it is. Herbie Hancock, Watermelon Man. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM at 5:10 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back on the mic real soon.
to my doctor yesterday. She said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been said, what's wrong, sweet boy, what's wrong? I told her what's wrong. I said, Peg, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been?
I take my time. distance going on elsewhere. What might have been, something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby. Walking around.
Let's go.